Hi, this is Made by Mommy, and today I'm going to teach you how to make a girl pencil hugger using the rainbow loom, your hook, and a bunch of rubber bands. You'll need at least 23 in the color you want the hair to be. You may want more depending on how full and how many strands of hair you want to create. You'll need 16 in whatever color you intend to use for the girl's skin. You'll need 43 rubber bands at least in the color of her clothing, if you're going to use all one color. And the plus sign is for the bows, so you might need a couple extra if you're going to add bows to her hair. And you'll need 2 rubber bands in the color of her eyes, if you're going to use rubber bands for eyes. That's what I've done with this one. But this little girl, you'll see, has 2 small pony beads for eyes. So if you have small pony beads, those look great. But if you don't, you can just use rubber bands as well, like I did for her. So let's get started. This chart will be available to download at madebymommy.com if you'd like to print it out to follow along. We're going to start with the color of hair, taking a single rubber band where the arrow is, in the middle peg to the second, and then taking 2 at a time for the top of the head, from the center to the side, and then again from the center to the other side for the top of the head. And now on each of the pegs, adding 2 rubber bands at a time. And then switching to the color that you're going to use for skin. The rubber bands that I'm using are from Rainbow Loom's Mixed Skin Tones packet. It comes with 4 different shades, so you have a choice of what to use. And up until recently, I could only order them online at rainbowloom.com, but I was very excited recently. My local Michaels seems to have them in stock, so hopefully your local store does too. But if not, you can always order them online. So I added to these 3 rows, 2 at a time. And now from the top row, we're going to go on the angle to the center. And we're going to do that on the other side as well. And then in the middle, straight. And then 2 just in the center for the neck. And then we're ready to do the shoulders. Switching to the color that the clothing is going to be. Two at a time. In each of the 3 rows. And again, 2 at a time in each of the 3. And before we do the long extensions to wrap around the pencil or your hook, we need to add the bottom of her clothing here. And so from the center to the side, and repeating on the other side, from the center to the side. Then we can continue 2 at a time all the way down to the end here, and 2 at a time all the way down to the end on this one as well. keep on going. And as always, the order you put these rubber bands on is really important. You have to start on the side where the arrow was and work your way in this direction and then hook from the other way up. Otherwise, it can all come apart. Keep on going. Oops, that's three. Only needed two of those. Okay, and now for each of the bottom spots, you want to take a single rubber band, twist it, and fold over just once, so just doubled over. You don't want to triple this because we're going to use it to reattach to the body, so you'll want the extra room to stretch. If you triple it, it'll become very tight. Now we want to add one across the body here, so you'll see where the shoulders are, one below that. You're going to take a single rubber band and wrap it around the three pegs. And we're going to do that for the lower face as well. And we actually need to add, you see it's not drawn on here, a cap band for the chin. It keeps the face from looking like too much of an alien. If you put a single band here and you wrap it around three times, and we need our eyes now. So if you're going to use the pony beads, you would slide two pony beads onto a single band and then place it over these three pegs. Because most of you don't have pony beads, I'm going to show how to do it with rubber bands. So I'm going to take the color I want the eye to be, and I'm going to wrap it around this peg three times. And I'm going to do that on this side as well. So that's one. I fold it and wrap it around and twist and wrap it around. So that's there three times. Then I take another band in the color that matches the skin you chose. Put it around like a triangle. And then catch your three bands and lift them up and over that peg to the center, and do the same on the other side, catching those three and bringing them up and over that peg to the center. So if you had pony beads, you just have a pony bead in these positions, and you just make sure to stretch that center over like this, and that way you're good to go. And now we just have the hair left to construct. You'll see on my two examples, they're a little different. This one, I did a single ponytail, and I attached it at this point here with three separate strands of hair. For this example, I did the side ponytails, and they get attached here and here, and I did two strands for each side on this one. This is where you can be different and make your own decisions about how much hair you want to have. I'm going to do it like this one again. Take this out of the way. And to make those ponytails, if you want, you could do them freehand on your hook. For those of you who really like using the loom, this is how you would set it up. I'm going to make what I did here is single rubber bands and a strand that is five long. So I started here, one, two, three, four, five. And then at the end, tripling over, one, like that. Move these guys out of the way again. So that's how you would do it on the loom. to create one of those strands of hair. Keep your thumb on here so it doesn't get lost. See, like that. And then place it, if you're doing the side ponytails, on one of these corners. And if you want to do it just on your hook, you would wrap around three times, like that. Take a single band, push it to the center. So that you're started like this, and then add until the length that you want. I'm gonna do five long, but you may wanna make a girl with really long hair, so you'd go more. So this one goes on the other side. Like that. And because I want to make the hair thicker, I'm just going to do two more so that I could put one on each side. So just to repeat, down the center here, if you want to do it on the loom. Wrapping around three times for the tip of the hair. Hooking up in a straight line. Taking that strand of hair off the loom. Putting it in place, and then repeating one more time. Hang in there. It looks so cute when it's done. It's worth all this work. You gotta put all this hair on before you start using your hook on the whole body because we don't want to tie it on after. We want it all to come together nice and neat. So a little more work up front makes a much neater result. Okay, so now I have two of these single chains on both sides for her hair. We've got all of our cap bands in place, and we can now start down here. Pull back with your hook and catch those bands. Bring them forward. You want to stop when you get to the bottom of the body and repeat on the other side. Keep your thumb on this cap so it doesn't pop up. Okay, and again, we reach the bottom of the body. And so now we have these chains that are what you're going to use to wrap around your hook or your pencil. We're just going to pop that part off, holding your thumb here by the body, and swing it around to come over here. And repeat that on the other side. Keep your finger on it where it meets the body. Swing it around and hook up here at her shoulder. And now we can continue coming here. And you may need to look at it from the side. You want to catch underneath those ones we just swung up, the next two down, right there. And bring those to the center. And we'll repeat that on this side. So leaving the bottom two for the next step, like it's these two that are going to the center that you're going to catch with your hook. And bring through in there. And you'll know you got it right when you see that nice little V shape on both sides. And then we're ready to go back to catch those ones that were all the way on the bottom. And go forward. Leave the shoulders for last. So we're just getting the ones that go straight for now. And here. From this side to the center, this side to the center as well, to get the shoulders completed. Now we're ready to do the neck. Coming down through all of these bands, you just want to catch the two that are on the very bottom. Bring those up and forward. It should be easy to pick those out because they're a contrasting color to the color of the clothing. And now here, you'll want to look again to make sure you put them on. You'll see that's on the bottom, so that'll be last. This one is next, and it's the center one that goes forward we're going to do first. So we need to catch the cap band that we placed and pull back so that we're only looping the two bands that go straight forward. And then it should be easier to see because you'll have more of a gap. We want to catch the two that are next in the stack that go up and to the left. And then finally, the bottom two, which go up and to the right. And now we can work our way up the sides of the face. And the center. And the right side. And now we just have to do the top of her head. So looking from the side, you can find those two bands that are at the bottom. Bring them through all of those hair loops to the middle of the top of her head. And then repeat on this side. That. And then we have just this one band left in the middle. Reach in, catch it, pull it through the center. And there we have it. Now we can take more of this off of the loom. I always take from the bottom first, from the sides before the center, to just reduce the tension and make it much less likely that you'll snap bands while this is coming off. You definitely don't want to pull it off the loom using this rubber band over here. That single rubber band will snap if you pull on it. Got to get that cap band off the center, work our way up more. And there you have her. She's coming beautiful. So this is what she looks like when she first comes off. And you have this hanging loop, which you're probably not going to want, but it has to be there to hold the bands together. We can hide it in her hair. Just put your hook through the hair, catch the loop, and bring it down and through. You can wrap it around and do that a second time in another position until you're happy with how it's hidden away. And if you want it to be really secure, once you tuck it in, give it a stretch and wrap it around the two ponytails on whichever side you sent it to. That will definitely keep it from slipping open at any point. And now before we put her on a pencil, she'd probably like to have bows in her hair like her friends did. And the way that I find easiest to make a bow is you figure out what colors you want. It can be one color or two colors or three colors. So many possibilities. I'm going to do two. So I'm going to do black, purple, black. I'm going to stretch that over two pegs so that it looks like this. I'm going to take my next rubber band, place it on my hook like that, and then create a slip knot, pulling this side through this side. Like that. And then I can take this whole bow off, and you'll see, looks like that. And then you can take this bow and stretch it around, put it around twice, and she has a bow on one side. If you'd like to make a bow for the other side, just repeat. I'm taking those three bands that I want to be a part of her bow, putting them around two pegs, picking the rubber band that I want to have as the center of the bow, putting both sides on my hook, pulling this side through the center of that side, like that. Taking it off, and then I can put it into her hair. Stretch. And again, stretch. And now she has bows on both sides of her hair. I hope you enjoyed making the girl pencil hugger with me today. If you did, give this video a big thumbs up below so I know that you had a good experience and you'd like me to make more like this one. Also, please write in the comments below what type of pencil hugger you'd like to see me make next. And subscribe so that you can be notified when new videos are posted. And of course, check out my channel. I have hundreds of other Rainbow Loom projects already posted and ready to go. The entire alphabet is posted. I have bracelets, and I have fun charms like the ones you see here for the pencil, the flower, the lollipop, and the cupcake. Thank you so much for looming with me today. I look forward to seeing you at Made by Mommy again. Bye-bye.